Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Do you hear what I hear? Back in 1965, a new Christmas special appeared on television, and it was the most watched Christmas special ever. And it was by Charles Schulz, of all people. It was a Charlie Brown Christmas. In it, I don't know if you know the whole backstory behind the real story, Charles Schulz was asked to make this Christmas special because Peanuts had become quite popular. And he wrote the screenplay, and the CBS executives overall loved it. They said, this sounds good, let's do this. They loved the pink aluminum tree. They loved that Charlie went to see Lucy, the psychiatrist, to talk to her about his depression over Christmas, the secularization of Christmas, how the true meaning seems to be lost, how he wasn't happy. They loved all of that. But then they noticed in the script that Linus spoke the words from the Gospel of Luke that we heard tonight. And then CBS said, now wait a minute, whoa. I'm not sure that America's going to like that. In fact, only 9% of shows at the time had ever had a reference, biblical reference to Christmas. And Charles Schulz said, no, you've got Peanuts, you've got my comic, but if you're going to do the Christmas special, you've got to have the Gospel of Luke in it, or else you can't have it. So CBS executives, wary, said, okay, we'll see how this goes. They allowed it to air. And overall, people called and said, fantastic, we loved it, do more. And it's been the longest running show now for 50-some years on Christmas. And in it, Linus gets up and says those great words from the gospel that we heard, the angels were sore afraid because Christ Jesus was born and the angels appeared to deliver that message to those shepherds. One of my favorite parts of the Christmas gospel, or of the actual Christmas special, is the teacher on the show. You know the teacher in Charlie Brown? She always sounds like this, wah, 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 wah. And you don't understand anything she says until you have an interpreter. You need an interpreter to understand what she says, or else everything is lost. In the same way, the gospel that we hear in the scriptures, from beginning to end, you need an interpreter to understand it. And God provides that interpretation through the prophets and through Christ Jesus himself. The birth of our Savior was something that was well planned. It may have seemed chaotic that first Christmas, didn't it? There was no room in the inn. Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem of all places. A virgin gives birth. Seems chaotic, mayhemic maybe, a little bit of mayhem there. Nothing too ordinary. There's no great people there. No people of status and money and wonder. And yet, if you understand the scriptures from beginning to end, you realize that this birth in Bethlehem was well planned. Even the town was foretold in the Old Testament, Bethlehem. To a virgin, that was foretold in the Old Testament. Shepherd, he will stand and shepherd his people. Well, who comes and witnesses his birth? Shepherds are told to go. As you can see, this whole story of Jesus' birth was something that was very, very, very much well-planned of old. Well-planned. In fact, from the foundation of the world, the scripture says, the Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. You see behind it, God really, truly does have a plan. How is your life this year, 2015? As Christmas comes, families care. Is your life chaotic, or does it seem well-planned? Well, if it's chaotic or more chaotic than well-planned, know this. God in Christ Jesus has a plan. He planned it a long time ago. It came to be 2,000 some years ago, and it's still here today. A well-planned birth, the birth of a Savior. The birth of a Savior was not just well-planned, it was also very worshipful, wasn't it? Very much worshipful, both in a public and a private way. The angels bore witness to that worship that first Christmas when they said glory to God in the highest and peace to his people on earth, to the shepherds. Very public event, multitude of angels to many shepherds who came and found the Christ child wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. Public worship. You're here tonight, public worship. There's also private worship, too, at the manger. Mary and Joseph adored their firstborn son. But little did they know, maybe, or maybe they did know, of course, because of the angel message, that what they adored was not just a man, not just their firstborn son of man, but truly this man was the Son of God. The world doesn't necessarily know how to worship at Christmas time. You always see a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little secular thing, a little bit of Christmas, a little bit, even in the Charles Schultz Christmas special, it's kind of Christian, but it's a little bit secular too, isn't it? The world doesn't know exactly how to do it because it hasn't been given to the world to proclaim the message that we worship tonight. But you're here. You're here in this public setting, if you will, to worship, to sing praises to our God. You traveled here, a witness, a worship. And when you go home tonight, opportunity to worship, to pray, think about, ponder all that took place 2,000 years ago, a well-planned birth. The birth of Christ Jesus was not just well-planned and worshipful, but it was also, you might call, a weak witness event. Very weak. Not many people came. Not just Mary and Joseph and maybe a few stray shepherds here and there to see this thing that had happened. Not many. But perhaps it was like a pebble in a pond. Something that started kind of small, but then grew and grew and grew. Eventually, people did come, didn't they? The wise men came. They're people with a little bit more money and status, if you will, if you have to have that to verify this event. But even now, look at the impact this one little pebble in the pond has made. Look at who worships now and who honors the king now and who calls him Lord of Lords now. Look at the church throughout the world this night, all gathered to worship our king. Look at the impact this one little birth has made. Maybe a weak witness event, but it became the most greatest witness event of all time. Witness to more than anything else in all, perhaps our whole world. Finally, not just a weak witness event, but finally you might have to say about the birth of Jesus tonight that it was a wake-up call for the world. You know, before there were smartphones, we had, dumb phones, really. If you stayed at a hotel, you actually called the front desk and they would call you and give you a wake-up call. Now our smartphones do all that, right? But they actually call you on a corded phone. You'd have to pick it up to wake you up, right? Well, in a sense, the birth of the Savior was a wake-up call for the world. Wake up, world. The sleepless world, or the world asleep, if you will, in sin and darkness, was interrupted by God's grace and mercy, by giving himself for us. Someone who can come into this world and interpret all things. And that is Christ Jesus. He is the sleeping child, but he is the one who can interpret the whole story of God's salvation from beginning to end. And he does. And he fulfills it with his very life and his very death. Do you hear what I hear? Do you hear what I hear, Christians, on this Christmas night? Not just wah, 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 wah. But do you hear about a well-planned birth, worshipful from the very beginning? Something that was perhaps a weak witness event, but now it's the greatest witness event of all time. And something that is a wake-up call for the world. How can you help make this wake-up call even stronger? Continue in your worship. Continue to bear witness in your life and your friends and your family of who is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Do you hear what I hear? Christ is here for you, sinner. For me, sinner. For all in this world. Amen. And now may the grace of God, the peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.